Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And yeah, what would your life be like if you knew you could not fail? I want to talk about this for a minute, Benny. Hello, Benny.
Hi, Pat.
So look, for 15 years, actually for over 15 years, like before the radio show, there was like crust busting.
Mm-hmm.
So it began with that question, you know, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? And people say to me, and I know you've heard this before, they say, you should change it up. I mean, that's not really higher consciousness to use the F word, fail. And I'm like, I tried it. So I tried, what would you do if you knew you could succeed? Ah. And I thought, that is not me, Benny.
Yeah. One way of viewing
that That just ain't me. Mm-hmm. It's like, dudes, dudettes, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? Why? Why do we talk like that? Why do I talk like that? Here's why. Because that's me. That's my journey. That's the journey of many, like my guest today, Rubel Chandy, right? Because what life deals you sometimes, and you guys heard me talk about this yesterday, you know, when we were doing the Master Chief show. And here's what happens. Anybody that has gone through, or any of the children that has gone through the generation of 2006, 7, and 8, and 9, and 10, and 11, right? Anybody that has gone through those years understands the pain of what happened in the United States during those times. Everybody from Valjean, remember Valjean, Benny?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jean Valjean. Valjean,
best-selling author. How in God's name does anybody that had as much going on as he had going on end up homeless in a tent in Sacramento? But today's show is one of many in a series that we're going to be doing to remind all of us that the minute we let doubt suck the life out of us, we're going to help you move beyond it. Today, 90 days, right? 90 days, everybody. This is Rubel. You got it? 90 days to life. A journey from turmoil to triumph. So when I think about this and I think about what Rubel's done, right? This is an epic journey. It's a spiritual journey. It's one that started at an early age, just like you guys heard me talk about, you know, guys and gals being politically correct today. You heard me talk about at my early age, but wait a minute. What if you're him? What if you get out of the gate, you start a business at 19? Why is it if you pop out of the gate and you are successful at a young age, why is it that the first chapter of his book, the first chapter of my book, not exactly, mine's not going to be exactly like this, is soulless and penniless? Well, here's why. Because many of us go through trials and tribulations. Many of us go through places in our lives that we just don't ever expect to be. But because of that, we then have a conversation that says, I am going to write a book. I'm going to write a book. Why? Because if you are he, you started that business, you started multiple companies, you sold those multiple companies for millions of dollars, you understand what it means to be an entrepreneur. You understand how to help other businesses create success, but then you have to write about why your life isn't like looking through rose-colored glasses. That's what 90 Days to Life is about. It's a story about how to connect your body, your mind, and your spirit, and how that pops you through like a jet catapulting itself into the megasphere so that you can manifest abundance in your life. That's today's show. So we are getting ready to kick doubt right in the butt. Rubel, great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's great to be with you.
Okay, look, this is like, for me, every one of us that's on to something, every one of us goes through incredible moments of doubt, but also we go through periods like, for me, I mean, I was homeless at 17, and I pretty much have lost everything in my life at least twice. But that's not the story that I tell. That's certainly not the persona that I show. But it's a story that has to be told. For you, what are some of the challenges? What are some of the obstacles for you? Successful man, helping other people be successful. What did you have to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
At the age of 19, I had to take over around $30,000 debt from my family in India. And my dad had to, had a stroke, and then he had to step out from the scene for a while. And at that time, I had to step up and say, you know what, I will handle it. So I was studying my engineering at the time. So this is my fourth year of engineering. And I couldn't even have the money to pay for the bus fare to go to my college. So it's not the fee of the college, but the bus fare that is required to go to the college. So I'm walking to church at the time. So I was pretty religious, going to church at the time. And I see this homeless man. And then I was walking by, literally crying, tears in my eyes, and walking by this person. And he sees me. And because I smile at everybody, and I'm always a cheerful, happy person. So he looks at me and says, "What's wrong? What happened?" And I said, "This is what is happening." And then he took this bundle of the money that he collected for the last couple of days, and then he gave me this bundle and said, "Hey, take whatever you want from this." And then I actually took half a dollar, 60 cents approximately, from this man who was collecting all this money. Mm-hmm. And I took that money and used it for my bus fare, and I decided, you know what, I'm not going to give up. Because if this man can, who doesn't have anything he doesn't even have a home, he doesn't have any kind of abundance, he could share, then I could share too. I could make it. I could find and be resourceful and figure out a way to move forward. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah. Look. This is like, I'm so glad I'm talking to you. I love your book. And for those of you out there, 90 Days to Life, A Journey from Turmoil to Triumph. Let me ask you a question, and then we'll get into the book in more detail. There is a show that gets done. I've been doing this 15 years. I'm on air now like 14 hours a week, right? My show has been called the Oprah of talk radio, the Disney of podcasting, everything positive, right? Because that's the end game message. But it doesn't mean we don't talk about what's real for people and what we go through. And so I want to ask you this question. In your book, there is a chapter, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's The Myth of Practical Thinking. And I got to tell you, if I had a dime for every person that said to me, "Pat, you've got to be more practical," I would be like a gazillionaire. I would love to talk about the dilemma we have between practical thinking and creativity. I'd love for you to talk about this.
Dr. Pat, practical thinking is another way of limiting ourselves. When you're a child, like when you're struggling to walk, and then you are like stumbling and about to fall down and you fall on your face, you don't tell yourself, "Hey, let's be practical. This is not going to happen." You know that, right? Because you have been struggling like with this for last 3, 4, 5 weeks now. You're not getting anywhere. You should give up. That doesn't happen. Because we are adults, We grow into fear and we learn fear. We know how to fail. And we say, in order to avoid failure, let's be practical. And we are limiting our dreams in that process.
Yeah, we are limiting our dreams. And, you know, there's an energy of this. And I want to talk with you about it, too. You know, in your book, you take us from the days of, as we just talked about, you know, from penniless and soulless. And I know what that feeling's like. And I know that our listeners, too, that have ever had things happen to them, know what the feeling is like. I want to ask you this question. What was the turning point for you? And if you're anything like me, I didn't have just one turning point. I've had a number of these little, what do they call them, aha moments along the way. What do you believe was the most critical impact in your life that woke you up, so to speak? And I say that because this book is also about a spiritual journey.
The thing that actually woke me up and took me to the next level was basically in connection with what you spoke right now about mm-hmm. practical thinking. Because
yeah.
after I had this experience of taking, rather than giving money to a homeless person, by the way, I paid this homeless person back, and I'm taking money from this homeless person. And that's when I decided I want to be successful. But when I kept on start living my life, I got scammed by people. I got scammed by a person by the age of 21. So these things happen really fast. And then when I got scammed, I stopped trusting people. I cannot trust anybody anymore, so I stopped trusting because everybody is here to scam me. People are scammers. People, I cannot trust people anymore. So mm-hmm. that's what I was thinking for close to a decade, actually. And then I was okay, successful, and I was happy. I was making decent money. But the thing that changed me when I was allowing myself to be an optimist and a positive thinker at the same time. What do I mean by that? Most people say optimism and positive thinking is the same thing. For me, optimism is the belief that everything is optimized for you in the future or right now. Positive thinking is seeing only the brighter side of things and people at a given moment. So when I was always an optimist, but I was a negative thinker. So I always thought that, you know, life is going to be magnificent in the future, but whatever happens right now sucks. It's horrible. And I changed from that mode, being able to be an optimist and being able to see people in that positive light until they prove otherwise. In an intelligent way, that changed my life.
Look, this is really the basis for the 15 years of Positive Talk Radio, at a time when people told me that I lost my mind, that nobody would listen to messages like this. But I needed to hear the messages like this, and so do others need to hear your message. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rubel Chandy about, look, what does 90 days to life look like? You know, what is the evolution of what he discovered along the way to be success that can help us understand the interactions we have in the world to be successful? And for those of you out there, you entrepreneurs, yes, we are going to talk about what happens when we are in front of customers. Can we truly empathize, understand their pain better than they can? And then how does that help us navigate the waters of success? One of my favorite words, success. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is really not only a great book, but it's a solution. And, you know, I'm talking about a solution from somebody that understands how to accelerate business, career, and lifestyle. And actually, I'm going to be talking to him offline because I got something that I need to get a little coaching on. But the bottom line to all of this is when you look at the process that Rubel Chandy has put together, this breakthrough process, this way that we get to move from the state of immobilization to the state of acceleration, who doesn't want that? And when we talk about success, we need to bring it to real life, right? Rubel, we need to bring this to real life. We need to say, look, we could talk about success in the workplace. We could talk about success as an entrepreneur. We can talk about success in any way you want to talk about it, because the principles that you've outlined in your book apply across the board. And that's where we want to go. Look, give out your website, tell folks how they can get a copy of the book. Then I want to talk about the business of the business.
So you can go to my website at rubelchandy.com. That is RubelChandy.com. And you could order that book, order the book from Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And there is a link to order that right from my website. And there is a contest that we are doing. You could sign up for getting a Western Caribbean cruise for 7 days as part of the promotional offer that we are doing. You don't even need to buy the book for that, but this is to celebrate your victory by reading this book. So for that, you would go to rubelchandy.com/contest, Dr. Pat.
Okay, I'm all over it. I'm all over it. You don't have to tell me twice. I'm ready for a little trip.
Okay, absolutely.
So look, you mentioned one of the people I got the opportunity to study with. And I got to tell you, study with it is an understatement. And that's Peter Drucker. I went to Claremont. And I'm one of these people that went back to school after losing my job. So basically, if truth be told, Rubel, I've been fired from every job I've had, starting with selling hot dogs from a hot dog cart, vinyl siding sales, and my corporate career of 24 and a half years.
So that's a good sign for being an entrepreneur. You got that correctly.
Thank you. But I got to start at a place that touched my heart too. And what I want to start with is this quote from the book. I'm sorry if I'm putting you on the spot with references to the book, but I gotta go here. I want to read this. And it says, "Your strength lies in your gift, your true identity. Your massive opportunities lie in your weakness, your shadows." OMG. Wow. I'm ready to tap into them. Tell me how to do it. Because I'll tell you what, I've looked at myself in the mirror, sir, more times than you can imagine. And I've looked at it and I've had to ask myself, what did I learn from being homeless? What did I learn from losing things? You know, what did I learn from addiction? What did I learn? But tell us why this has become so important in your process and your journey.
First of all, I am so happy that you went deep into the book. That's amazing. I love it. So I'm happy that you're bringing references like this. This is what I love. Okay, so we have, as humans, we have the darkness and the light within us. All this time, for the last 4 million years to 10,000 years, based on what you believe as human existed, based on your belief, we have been pushing out our own darknesses in order to feel good. So we basically denied the darker side of us. But we cannot exist as a human species by accepting only the good side of us. If there is good, there is bad too. But the challenge is, imagine a basketball, Dr. Pat, and then you are going to the pool that you probably go and swim to, and you take this basketball and try to push that basketball deeper and deeper into that pool. The deeper you push, the stronger the ball is going to push back. That's what our darker side, our shadows, are doing to us. And in order for us to maintain this same personality that everything else, we actually extend a lot of energy to fight this darkness within us. We can stop pushing that basketball right now.
Man, I tell you, I wish we had you on for 2 hours. You're going to have to come back, because the pivotal keys that I just am so thrilled we're sharing today about 90 days to life are so absolutely incredible, right? That we have to really embrace these and love along the way. And so for me, let's introduce everybody to Arjun.
Arjun, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's Arjun. Yeah, you pronounce
it's
it
Arjun.
Correctly.
Yeah. I want folks to know throughout the book, mm-hmm. I want folks to know a little bit about this story, the journey, and who some of the characters are.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So Arjun is one of my major characters in the book. And Arjun is a guy from India, and he is around in his 50 to 60, so in his 50s, and he's a wise person. So he has the depth of a wise man. He's spiritual. He's extremely rich, so he's a multi-billionaire. And so I wanted to bring in a character who is humble and who has character and empathy, still being a billionaire and successful. So I'm trying to break the pattern. And the name Arjun itself, Arjun is a epic character from an Indian epic called Mahabharata. So that is his first name. His last name is Siddharth. Siddharth was the name for Buddha before he became Buddha. So I wanted to bring in like multiple religious tradition into it to bring all of us together. And Lindsay is another character who was struggling, who's ready to commit suicide by drowning in the ocean, in the Pacific Ocean in California. And they are actually meeting in that place in California. And the journey begins for Lindsay to be to become a legend. And I'm walking her through. Arjun is walking Lindsay through this journey from turmoil to triumph. You would learn exactly what is missing. Because Lindsay's situation is much worse than any of your situation is. Most of your situation is, I should say. So through her journey, you would reflect on the things that you are missing, and then you could learn from that, and you could accelerate your life to the or business or career to the next level.
Yeah. Okay. The reason I wanted to talk about this is because throughout the book, there are more and more and more ways for people to understand where they are in life and what they need to do to get moving forward. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're actually going to skip the next break, Benny, because we're going to catapult ourselves with the help of Rubel Chandy. We're going to catapult ourselves into the accelerated version of success. And what I mean by that is, how do you move from your world being upside down? How do you move from the shackle of doubt? How do you move beyond the beyond and know that you too, no matter how many times you are down, you are going to get yourself up and you are going to be so far better than you were before. But how do you get there? When we come back, we're not only going to talk about that, we're going to talk about the business of business. And this is important for all of you entrepreneurs, but more importantly, for those of you that have careers within corporate America. Because had I had this book during my executive career, I would have probably handled my, rebel rousing about a totally unfair downsizing in a much more spiritual way. But it is what it is. When we come back, get ready to be successful. We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerator program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, this is the Dr. Pat Show, 90 Days to Life, a journey from terminal to triumph, Rubel Chandy. Okay, Benny, let's give a copy of this fabulous book away. I love this book. I love the way it's written. I love the story. I love how I am literally projected into a place where, yeah, I too have to put my stylus and iPad down, and then I have to sigh. Yes, some days I have to do that, but I want to give a copy of the book away, Benny. Let's do it. 1-800-930-2819. The other thing I want to make sure everybody does is go over to Rubel's website, rubelchandy.com, R-U-B-L-E, Chandy, C-H-A-N-D-Y, .com. I kind of said that with my New York accent right there. Go over to the website, take a look at how you can get the book, watch the training, take a look at the videos that are there, right? Come on, this is really about that next move. And then over here, just click the button to get this seven-night Western Caribbean cruise for two. Be great to have some personal mentoring from you too on that. Anyway, just throwing that out there. But for those of you out there, look, come on. This is like incredible what Rubel is doing, how much he's giving away, how generous it is. So I love it. Rubel, thank you for today. You know, day one when we started the show, everybody that came on the show had to give something away. I think you're kind of writing a new script on giving away stuff. So good job.
Oh, thank you. And most importantly, like there are so much information around us, but we don't have the right information to take our life to the next level. That's why I created a 21-day program, a training program as part of this book, 90 Days to Life, where I'm teaching my revolutionary concepts that got this book to become an international bestseller in Canada, in India, and here in the U.S.
Okay. Thank you. Because I'm all over it. I said something on, this is my mantra. Correct me on this, if you will. It's not in your words, but I got to ask you about it. I say to people, start with the end in mind. Start with the end in mind. Okay. Silly example, but let me give it. So I used to play ping pong when I was in my 20s, table tennis, right? And so today I am the state champion for my age group, but I'm also a champion with my mixed doubles partner, Dipti, who's also from India. And we in her age group, like 52, but I had to start with the end in mind. You call it create your future in advance. And the reason I want you to talk about it is it's one of the hardest things for people to do, to really truly express what they desire. I got to ask you, tell me how this is a pivotal point in what you're teaching. And also, what do we have to move beyond to be able to create this future in advance, truly create it, not compromise on it?
Create your future in advance is exactly that. So what it means is that anybody who is successful to the next level, who have grown to the next level, they were able to have the clarity, the certainty, and the action that is required to get to that future. So it always starts with clarity. For me, you know, people could say, oh, you could say that you have grown multiple businesses to multi-million dollars, you sold your business, and you did all those things. But I was nobody. I was a child. I mean, I was a child from a small village who knew nothing. Until the age of 24, I have never flown on a plane, right? So I'm only 41 now. And so what happened was I was dreaming all the time. I was thinking, I'm traveling the world. So in my case, I clearly knew that I am here. It's my destiny to serve the world in a different level, to become a speaker, to empower people, to inspire people. So for you, when you're listening as a listener, you might not have that dream. You want to be a great mom at house, or you want to be a great executive, or you want to start a company. But whatever that is, you were getting prepared for this all this time. So for example, the first business that I failed, that taught me management. The second business that I failed on, that taught me how to be intelligent in business. The third business that I succeeded in, that taught me about wealth building. So just like that, every failure and every success that you had up until now, imagine those as four pillars of the next house that you're going to build, because you're transitioning, you're emerging to the next level. But you don't see it. Why you don't see it? Because you might not be able to see these pieces because you are zoomed into your life, the problems of your life. You zoom out a little bit and have the clarity and the certainty and the action required, future will be created. And I go through this deeply in my free training as well.
I want to ask you about this, because this is one of the hardest things I think to do, is to create this vision for yourself. And, you know, one of the things I studied, and I commented on this a long time ago, somebody handed me a book by Catherine Ponder. It was called The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. And when I read the book, I thought to myself, this is hokey. And then I went back and read it again. And then I started to apply the principles. And part of those principles, right? And Catherine Ponder, by the way, for those of you out there, founder of Unity, Unity Church. One of the things that I discovered was that as simplified as things were, it was very difficult to take the journey alone. And that's why I think you've created what you've creating, because you know that this is not something we have to do alone. So your training and what you provide opens up the door, right? Mm-hmm. But I also know that there are some very important business principles. And you do mention Peter Drucker several times throughout the book, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. Tell me from your perspective, in your own words, what is it about Peter Drucker? What is it about him? And boy, he was light years ahead of his time. But what is it about his philosophy that is so not just important, but relevant in today's world? I mean, I'm referring very specifically through the section on optimization in the book, mm-hmm. you know, where you maximize the desire factors and minimize the undesired ones. I love that. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you put that in here, and I'm hoping you're going to tell me how to do that right now.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's talk about Peter first. You know, both of us have this, deep admiration for Peter Drucker.
Yeah.
And those who don't know who Peter Drucker is, what were you doing all this time? I'm kidding. but he is the management guru of the century, and he died recently, a few years ago.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Right. And so for me, he became the outlier voice. You know, he said the biggest waster in a business is doing the things that you should not be doing at all, right? So he coined the concept. Everything that everybody is saying in terms of management is basically compiled by him. And he said business is marketing and innovation. Everything else is an expense. And then we added optimization, because we need innovation, we need marketing, but optimization can actually bring you money too. So speaking mm-hmm. of optimization, is being able to find those areas that you could reduce the expenses in. For example, technology has become so much cheaper right now. And, we were talking, Dr. Pat and I were talking offline about technology. So technology has become like really cheap right now. The AI, the machine learning, there are so many 3D printing and so many new avenues that are created that you could use ready-made to reduce cost in terms of whether it is manufacturing, whether it is marketing, or whether it is creating a product or whatever it is. So that is a clear, simple way, Dr. Pat, and anybody who's listening, to reduce cost. You know, think about what can I do? Even Google it. If you cannot hire a person, a company like mine, then what you could do is you could Google and see, like, how can I reduce XYZ? What are the new technologies available to do that? So that is one fabulous way to increase desired outcome, which is profit or revenue, and then reduce expenses.
Look, I think that if we at least could look and take a moment today, and let's create this call to action, you and I today, for a moment, because I think this is so important before I jump on to one other business concept I want to talk to you about. If we can invite our listeners today to try out optimization and look at one thing, right, that you're just one thing for today, right? I hope this is going to be okay with you, Rubel. But one thing today that is not going to get you to where you want to do and hit the pause button on it. What do you think about that idea?
Absolutely. So take one specific thing that the entrepreneurs in the call can do to increase the bottom line.
That's what I want. One thing.
Let's roll with that.
Yeah. And sometimes, right, we're not talking about things that you do for fun and balance, because I'm telling you, if I didn't play ping pong, I'd be out of my mind, just for real on that. I mean, we got to have something like outside of work that we're doing. So we're talking about something that is, and it doesn't always mean, oh, that thing that you don't want to do, because I don't know about you. Once upon a time, it was only me. I did the show, I did the editing, and boy, there were some things I didn't like to do. But let's talk about, if we do that, let's talk about the acceleration. And you talk about acceleration, and that's why I was so eager to talk with you, because we're living in a world right now where people do not want to wait 10 years. Everything is accelerating. This is not 900 days to life. It's 90 days to life. And there's a reason for that. If you had three of your top suggestions for folks today, let's dig deep out of your book. What would they be?
Let's start with the pricing. So you are an entrepreneur. You're charging certain amount of money for your product. Can you increase the price of, from an optimization standpoint, can you increase the price of your product by 10%? And if you increase the price by 10%, will you have more, sometimes more customers? I have seen that in certain areas of our business, when we increase the price, we have more people interested in working with us. Can you increase the price by 10% and give exceptional service instead of giving a very good service? So look into that. That's number one. Number two is the customers that you already have right now. Imagine they are paying you $1,000 for $1,000 for your service as an imaginary number. Is there anything else that they want to do or they are supposed to do that you could create it as a next line of product for you? For example, the people who come to you, imagine if you are a car dealership. What do they do before they come to you? What do they do after they do the purchase? So find out what is your customer doing right before coming to you. If you know what they're going to do, what they're going to purchase right before coming to you, you could partner with them and refer them or get referrals from them and say, oh, anybody who is buying cars, they might be going to a certain website and then say, this is a complete example, and from that website, you might be able to get leads. But after they purchase the car, maybe they need maintenance. right? So in that case, that is the next thing that they are doing. So what else could you do? What are the customers doing right before or after purchasing your product? And from the people before you, get leads. People after you, give them leads and get a percentage from it. So increase the price, add a new product, and find the previous and the after thing that people are doing, your customers are doing before and after your purchase, and then get referrals and give referrals and grow your bottom line. Is that enough, Dr.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Let's talk Jell-O. If we could, let's talk Jell-O. And I got to tell you, I just love the examples and the analogies you use because they're so simple to understand some very complex concepts, really. You know, when we think about manifestation, you know, it's one thing to say to people, oh, just do it, right? But it's another thing to really get past all of the journeyism we've had, maybe the traumas in our life. So, but the way you do this, beautiful. Let's talk about the email myth, because I think this is so very, very important when we're talking about business, when we're talking about success, and when we're talking about trying to be creative in the way we open up our doors to leads and business and sales. Because if you're in a business, you got to be talking about sales, right? So you tell this story in the chapter on the email myth. What is the email myth? Because you start out by saying Jell-O.
Hopefully you're enjoying my sense of humor in the stories too.
I really do. I love it. I grew up eating Jell-O, so I smiled the minute I got here.
Yeah. So what happens is we are conditioned to be reaction animals. Like, you know, as a general rule, living beings are always scared of somebody who's going to attack us. So we are conditioned to respond to things that are urgent in front of us. The number one thing that creates that urgency for the modern human is emails, as well as the social media. So let's package all of them together and call them emails or alerts. The social media alerts, the Instagram, the Facebook, the emails that people send you. We need to understand that emails are the to-do list for other people.
Yeah.
And I am not the first one to say that, but the thing is that when you're reacting to an email, and starting to check your email first thing in the morning, and whether it is email or Facebook or Instagram or Skype, WhatsApp, Messenger, whatever it is, it's the same thing. You are becoming that reactionary animal that responds to the circumstance. Immediately, you are captured by it because a slight amount of dopamine and happiness hormone is released in your body, and you feel good. Oh, okay. You feel excitement. Because we are all unengaged as individual species, and because of that, we want to feel connected. So we feel this fake connection to this email, to this person, to the social media comment, and then we start doing that from the beginning of the day and reducing our productivity by 100, 200, 300%. We are, I would say, with iPhone and Android and all kind of capabilities, we are less productive than our grandparents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no question about it. Less productive, less engaged. And, you know, some people would say, and I'd love for you to comment on this, less creative. And I want to spend, this remaining time you and I have together to talk about innovation, creativity, and looking at the market differently from your perspective. Because I know that when I ask you this, you are going to integrate all of the concepts of body, mind, spirit that you've put in the book. And that's why I just can't wait to ask you. But before I do, one last time, please give out your website. And again, tell people how they can buy the book.
So you could go to rubalchandy.com, and you would see links to Amazon and Barnes & Noble's. Or you could go to Amazon and Barnes & Noble's website or your local bookstore and get the book, 90 Days to Life. And make sure that you come back to get this 21-day free training, as well as the chance to win a 7-day cruise on a Western Caribbean cruise with Royal Caribbean by going to rubalchandy.com/contest. C-O-N-T-E-S-T. The training that we provide there are stellar. I know many people try to give you some training and then try to get into some program or stuff like that, but for me, I wanted it to be real. My full-time job is not the writing of the book. I have a technology company, but I want all of us to succeed to the next level where we have abundance of money and freedom in this country and all over the world. That's why I'm doing it, Dr. Pat.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, look, there's so many gems in the book. As a matter of fact, it's actually a chapter on the three missing gems in the book. I want to talk about creativity, but I do want to talk about it in the way that you talk about these three gems. And most of the time we use the word concept, but this is not just a concept, especially when you talk about focus on intelligent actions. And yet at the same time, I'm really struck by the very fact that I would not be here today if the rationale to start a network in the middle of one of the greatest depressions we had, you know, everybody discouraged me to do that. I wouldn't be here today if I didn't just act on what I felt my focus was. But how do we integrate creativity and focus? And I know we have like 2 minutes left, so you're going to have to come back.
Sure, absolutely. You have many questions to ask me. That's great. I'm so happy. So let's touch on the concept of flow time, which would give the listeners an amazing idea, which is there are three gems that I talk about, three gems in the book that people are missing in terms of productivity, but one of them being flow time. It is the concept that we created where you are in a flow, in a rhythm, in a dance with your work. You don't pay attention to your phone. You put your phone on silent, your Skype, your Facebook, Instagram, everything on silent. And then you focus only on one thing for 30 to 2.5 hours, depending upon how much time you could spend. At this time, I spend approximately 2 to 2.5 hours straight like that, and then I take a break for 30 minutes. 30 minutes, I might watch something funny, talk to a friend, relax, and then after that 30 minutes, I come back again for another 2 hours. So being able to have the rest and activity, that cycle, will give you much more productivity. And the times that you're doing those things, you are fully paying attention to what you're doing. But you know what? There are so many things that deserve our attention. Distractions, right? So you schedule your distractions every day from 3 to 4. That's when I do it. Let's create a culture. So which means if somebody is going to distract you, ask them, can I talk to you about this at 3 o'clock? And 3 to 4 is for distractions only. Other times, you are in flow time.
I love it. Thank you so much again. How can people get the book? And I have one last question, and I know we've got a short time. What's your personal message, Rubal? What would you like to leave us with? And thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, for the interview. And the message is simple. There is a divine force within you. Whether you believe in God or not believe in God, whether it is nature or universe, whatever you call it, there is a divine force within you. Get in touch with that. Your body, it is within you. Get in touch with that and aspire to unite this world, because we all need inspiration. So let's inspire each other, being in touch with the divine force within you.
Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. 90 Days to Life. But more importantly, please go to the website, rubalchandy.com. And when you get there, there is training. Please pass the word on. Take a look at the book. Take a look at yourself and say, do I really desire 90 Days to Life? in the most epic way. Yeah. Rubel, thank you for everything.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.